86 degrees, plenty of sunshine here in Albert Lea. We get a chance to talk to him yesterday. Of course, the Twins, doubleheader against the Cleveland Guardians. The Twins splitting their doubleheader. So it's a Tom Jones Tuesday on a Wednesday. Jonesy, a good afternoon. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I always enjoy being on regardless of the day of the week.
Any days of the week is a good week. We're halfway home towards the weekend. And let's start with a different topic, because are you one of the guys that's kind of in charge of the parade coming up on Sunday?
Yeah, I am. I've been involved in the parade one capacity or another since about 1990. So, yeah, the chamber does most of the coordinating it. And my job actually starts on Sunday, where I will go out, put up the no parking signs along the route, and then on the day of the Saturday night, I should say, then the day of the parade early on, I go out and flag out the fairgrounds area with all the numbers for all the units and try to make a semblance and getting them out in order and on time, and usually it works pretty well.
I know I've heard Mike joke about people saving their spots already for the parade. Have you seen any chairs or blankets out there?
No, I haven't yet, but I was just thinking about that a few minutes ago, and I always say, whoever gets that first chair out should be getting the Golden Chair Award. And being it's a Sunday night parade, you'll see chairs out Friday morning, maybe Thursday night would be my guess. I haven't driven the route, although I'm going to be driving out to Hy-Vee here in a bit, so I'll have to take a look and see. But I'm going to guess you'll see them then. But, yeah, it's a great parade every year and draws 20,000 plus. And, sometimes in the past, Aaron, I've counted how many actually people are participating, and it's anywhere 1,500, 2,000 people are actually in the parade when you count the bands and all the bigger units that are part of it. So not only is a huge crowd along the way, but also a big crowd as part of the parade.
Jonesy, do you know offhand how many units are in the parade?
Yeah, we put the fire trucks and that stuff has all got a letter on it, and there's about 20 of those, I would say, and they all mostly line up on Bridge Avenue. We shut off Bridge Avenue on the corner of Bridge and Richway, and then that gives us about a three-block staging area for the fire trucks and emergency crew and that. And then after that, we have units 1 through 58, which start basically at the entrance to the fairgrounds by the Historical Museum. And is going to be, I think I said, 57, 58, and they're still coming in. So we'll probably end up, those two together somewhere, 85 units maybe, I would say.
And in your opinion, what are some of the highlights of the parade coming up on Sunday? What are some of the, I don't want to say it, the acts or participants we should be looking forward to seeing?
You'd ask me that when my list is out in the car. I don't have it in front of me, but I know we've got the Rochester Merry Medics, which is a shrine group, and they put on quite a show of clowning around, and that's always been a traditional favorite people like to have. And Albert Lea High School Marching Band under Suzanne Maurer does a great job, too. They're leading off the parade. They're, I think, their unit number one after the military stuff all gets out. So that is going to be – they're always a crowd favorite, too. And unfortunately, like I said, I just don't have the list in front of me. I was just giving it to about an hour or two, but I left it in my car. One of the neat things, Aaron, and I think you got to see this winter – is we have Abby Chalmers leading off the parade. We march the people down to the corner of Hawthorne and Bridge Avenue, where we stop and the military stops and salutes. And then we have Abby Chalmers playing her saxophone for the national anthem. And we got to see that numerous times at Albert Lea High School this winter for basketball games. And she does an amazing job. She just graduated and an ultra-talented musician. I think she's actually playing with the marching band for Albert Lea, too. So I'm really looking forward to that. That's actually an idea, Aaron, that I stole from a parade that we attend every year up in Hackensack for their Sweetheart Days. I saw that about 20 years ago where they stopped, do the anthem. I thought, this is kind of cool. Let's bring this back to Albert Lea. And we've been doing it ever since. Different people. Carrie Boyer has sung it. We had somebody last year, I think, I don't know if they what instrument they played, but it was pretty cool there. But this year we thought Abby Chalmers, tremendous job we saw, and she was more than excited to do it.
Tom Jones on a Tom Jones Tuesday on a Wednesday here on Kate Radio, talking about the parade coming up on Sunday. It all starts at 6. And Jonesy, did you want to give out your address, invite everybody over to your house to watch the fireworks on Monday, or?
216 West Fountain by the hospital, park in Episcopal Church lot. Everybody's welcome in my backyard. That's one thing I talked about. You know, when my mom and dad both passed away, I spoke eulogies at both funerals. And I always said, mom and dad always said their house is everybody's house if they want to come and enjoy it. And so our backyard is certainly there if anybody wants to park and watch the fireworks. It's a great show. The lawn's freshly mowed. The lakeshore is freshly cut. Grass. So yeah, it should be a pretty good showing. Just, you know, bring along something for me to drink, can of Diet Pepsi or something like that. So
there you go.
Or a piece of sports memorabilia. So
that's all Jonesy's asking.
That's all he's asking. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Jonesy, we talked to a Jay Anderson a last hour. I'm assuming you spent the weekend over in Rochester then?
Well, just by looking at how dark brown I am, the answer is yes.
Yes, but, okay.
Yeah, we had a great weekend with my son Spencer getting to play a little bit on the American Legion team. Had a very successful tournament over there. It was a lot of fun to be a part of.
And the VFW, they're still playing well. I know Spencer plays a lot of ball with those guys too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, last night we had Faribault come in, and Faribault's a program that struggles in baseball, and we beat them pretty handily in junior varsity ball and ninth grade ball the last 2 years, and they came in with a younger squad last night. It was kind of interesting because our boys are used to hitting faster pitches, and the Faribault kids were throwing slower, and it really threw everybody off the first time around and way, way ahead on their swings. But we ended up taking them down 16-0. We scored 10 in the top or the bottom of the first. Hayden Christensen, a ninth grader going into 10th, I believe it was, he threw the full shot out there. So we've been getting some great pitching. That's one thing that I imagine Jay probably talked about, and also with the VFW. We are so loaded in pitching in our 9th through 12th grade programs for next year. So I think we got some nice things. But the VFW now 6-3 on the season, and they will be traveling to Northfield tomorrow, doubleheader starting at 4, and I know my son is starting pitcher for that game from what I've been told, so we're looking forward to making a run up there. We got basketball tonight too. Aaron Albert Lee boys are playing 3 15-minute periods, I guess we decided to call them last week, and they're going to be in Leroy tonight. So there's a Legion game tonight, there's boys basketball tonight, all kinds of stuff going on if you're a sports athlete for Albert Lee High School.
Jonesy, when it comes to the Minnesota Twins, I don't think the Twins pitching staff gets enough recognition on an MLB level because they're not big names. I mean, Sonny Gray and, you know, Joe Ryan is still a rookie, but this Twins starting staff, and they showed it so far in their games against Cleveland, they're as good as anybody else.
Oh, I agree. And, you know, we talked about it last week a little bit in our show how once we get healthy, it's like adding some bonus players to your major league players, obviously, to your roster. Look at what Polanco did last night in his return, and what Joe Ryan has had a little bit of tough luck since he came back from his COVID. But Sonny Gray, what more can you ask? And Devin Smeltzer, what more can you ask from those guys? And I think you have all this positivity, and then you go on social media, and all you hear about is Pagan and his trials and tributes as a closer and walking too many guys and giving up some long balls. But you knock off Cleveland 2 out of 3 so far. I think that's a real positive thing because I think a lot of people thought they're going to walk in like the last year or two and just get steamrolled by the Commanders now, I guess?
The Guardians.
Or is that their name? Guardians. That's yes. They should have been the Rockers. I think Rockers would have been a great team name because of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame there. And think about the fun things you could have had with that. But anyway, let's get a couple more wins here. I think a night game tonight, day game tomorrow, and come into our next series on a 4 out of 5 win streak. Let's hope.
Twins right now, 3-game lead over Cleveland. Tom Jones, Tom Jones Tuesday on a Wednesday. So next month, Jonesy, Adrian Peterson is going to be boxing Le'Veon Bell. Who do you got?
I just saw that headline, and I didn't see that was kind of like Ed Too Tall Jones. I think he came out of football to box, and if I remember right, I don't remember who he was. It was some real crazy named athlete that he boxed when he made his debut after playing football. So I don't know. Adrian's still a superb athlete for his age, and and gave up, I think, on his dream of coming back with NFL. But see what he can do. Who knows? I mean, those guys have such competitive blood in them. It's something you and I obviously don't have. But those guys that are at the top of their game, they just don't want to give up because it's just so competitive. And if you've ever played a guy that's like that, you know, they'll beat you in ping pong, they'll beat you in golf, they'll beat you in pretty much anything you want to play them in. And that's the kind of guy I'm sure Adrian is if you got to know him.
Do you think either guy, or maybe both, are just broke? They need money.
I mean, honestly. I don't think Adrian is, but I just think it's a competitiveness in him that wants to try something different. And who knows? I mean, we'll see what he can do. He's obviously, in my book, not going to go anywhere with it. But he wants to do something different and give it a shot. And who knows? We'll see what happens. You'd think that all the hits to his head, would he be concerned about getting any more over the years? But we'll see. We'll see.
Tom Jones, Tuesday, Anio Wednesday. Jonesy, anything you wanted to bring up before we let you go?
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Timberwolves draft. I know we talked about the NBA draft, and our boy from the city is going number 2 overall. And you know, you thought maybe number 1. I said probably in the teens. I was sure off on that. But I still say the jury's going to be out on Holmgren and see where he does it. I read somewhere the concern about him, again, was his size, his thickness, to play in the NBA, but I thought the Wolves had a very strong draft, picking up some players and filled some spots that they needed. And I see they signed one of their free agents today. Can't remember what his name is.
Torian Prince.
Yes, thank you. Prince, yep. And so that was a nice player to get back under contract. So they've got some good things going up in Minneapolis with the Timberwolves, for sure.
The one thing about draftees, I don't think anybody, even though I like having a rim protector next to Karl Anthony Towns, the one guy 7'1" from Auburn, very good defensive player, people have to understand, besides, you know, there's some talent like an Anthony Edwards that pops on the scene in year number 1, Timberwolves fans should not expect these guys to come in and be starters. That's usually not the way it works.
No, it sure doesn't, and we'll have to see what, you know, unlike Edwards, like I said, he came in and he really, really did a great thing as a young player. He's been tremendous for us, and we'll see what happens with these guys. Some of them will probably end up playing down south of us here in Des Moines, but you just never know in the NBA. I went through that draft, and like I told Jaron, I've been so busy with kids in sports that didn't follow the NBA much this year, and I recognize hardly any of the names. So I just haven't been doing it like I following it like I guess I should.
Walker Kessler and Wendell Moore Jr., the first two guys in the first round. They were introduced with Josh Minnett, who was picked in the second round yesterday at a press conference. Tom Jones, a Tuesday usual show this week on a Wednesday. Jonesy, have a great 4th of July weekend. Enjoy the big party at your house, and we'll talk again next week.
Hey, Aaron, as always, it's great to be on the show during the week. You have a great week and great 4th of July to all of our faithful listeners.